Good morning and welcome to the original Loretta Brown Show, radio to open the heart, heal the soul, and awaken the consciousness. And my goodness, people here up in the Seattle area, in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, we've got sunshine.
We do.
Sunshine. Yeah, I know. I feel like singing something like sunshine. I don't know. Walking on sunshine. I don't know, Benny.
I'll find something for sure. I think, and definitely this is going to help out a lot of people getting out of their homes for a little bit. Of course, staying safely a distance apart from everyone, right? Keep that social distancing alive. So.
Yeah, but I like what you said, because I am reminding all of my clients, which I'm doing all appointments virtually right now, but I'm like, look, no one says you couldn't go outside.
Right.
You just don't want to be rubbing up against your neighbor.
Yeah. So. Just be politically responsible and responsible, period. And for that matter, you know, and just, you know, respect everyone's, you know, wishes. I mean, we're just all in this together. We're trying to flatten that curve. And it's a learning curve for all of us, too, as well.
Yeah. I kind of sometimes just go back to the basics. Like my mom used to say, why don't you just get outside? Like, you know, she had...
Yeah.
Eight children, my mother, yeah. And she'd say, go outside for a while and then come back.
Yeah,
so
run
the
around.
Sun is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, run around.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that, don't you, Benny?
Oh, yeah. It basically was don't come back until the streetlights come on, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
Yeah, we... Yeah, don't come back till the streetlights come on. Or sometimes she'd say, don't come back till dinner. I don't know how we knew what time dinner was, but somehow we showed up.
Yeah, our tummies do a little bit of grumbling. We kind of figure that one out really quickly, don't we?
Yeah, and I think sometimes that the neighbors would send us home. Like, we had neighbors that would let us play.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be eating at our dinner table. You're supposed to be eating at your own dinner table.
Yeah, kids, go away. So anyway, I hope everybody that is sheltering in place is keeping your good spirits up and you're doing things together. I am just going to say, you know, Easter's coming up on Sunday for those of you that celebrate Easter in one way or another. And I know it's a little bit strange this year, but please do find some things to celebrate and have fun on Easter. You know, you can still color eggs. You just can hide them all over the house or in the backyard or something. And also, there's a great concert coming up on Sunday from Andrea Bocelli, and he's going to be singing in an empty cathedral in Milan, Italy. He's doing what's called the Music for Hope concert. And here in Seattle, that concert will air live at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it will be on Bocelli's YouTube channel. So I'm just saying, I mean, I'm probably going to be listening to that because, wow, what a great opportunity. And I just kind of want to support that. I really believe that when we send music out, like music soothes our soul, but I just love music. Makes us feel good. And I guess Bocelli can probably sing better than me, Benny. I'm just saying, you know, I sing, but, you know.
He's done pretty well for himself. We'll just kind of gift him with that, you know, presence fairly well. Not to say I haven't heard you in a cathedral setting or in any symposium or natural atmosphere. I'm going to give you some credit, too, there. But
Thank you. Well, chanting in temples and things like that, singing at church,
And that's your realm, not his. So, you know.
Right, that's right.
I think we'll just give
him that. And by the way, you shower singers, you know, because we're excellent singing in the shower. You should be doing that now, too. It's a good time to be doing it. Drive everybody crazy. Drive the dog crazy. Yes, have some fun. Anyway, this is Loretta Brown. I'm the owner of Reiki Oasis, like located right here in the greater Seattle area. We've been around 26 years. And of course, like I said, everything right now is remote via phone, FaceTime, Skype, or Zoom. And believe me, you can still have an amazing appointment with me doing all kinds of things. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to schedule.reikioasis.com. Or just shoot me a little email. Send it to ReikiOasis@gmail.com. I also have a meditation coming up this Sunday, April 12th, Easter, at 11 a.m. And I realize you might be listening to Bocelli's concert. I got it. But he starts at 10. My meditation starts at 11. And everybody always loves coming to my meditations. That it is virtual. Sign up at schedule.reikioasis.com. And then my monthly class for women will be Saturday, April 18th from 11:30 to 3:30 p.m. And once again, that will be online. We had we did it online last month for the first time, and apparently people really liked it. And it's just good to get together and support each other. We do some prayer and meditation. We do some little rituals. We do woman stuff. This is a class for women only. And I call it Temple of the Divine Feminine, and we'll just have a great time. I also want to mention before I bring my guest on, who I'm just thrilled to have today, that in case you didn't notice it, there was this really big moon in the sky. I don't know if you, any of you were howling. Betty, you're probably okay, but I'm just going to say after weeks of confinement, many people, some of my clients have been in confinement for 5 weeks now. You may feel tension rising, and you might be feeling that tension inside yourself. Some people have been panicking, in hysteria, worried. These are actually, I'm going to say they're common things. I think they're things for us to sort of expect. But when we have this sort of intensity in the sky, a lot of people are real sensitive to the moon, and you don't have to be like a an astrology intense believer. But if we just look at the effects of the moon on the planet, on the tides, you will just have to say, you know, we're mostly water and it does affect us. So this was a full pink supermoon, and it made people feel a little bit restless. This full moon was in the astrological sign of Libra, and Libra is about balancing. It's about balancing light and dark, you know, high and low. So Libra wants to balance things. So it will give us an opportunity to lighten up and to find a way to let our souls shine through these dark times. And when there's a full moon, it does light up the landscape. So maybe it will also light up our souls. And why is it called a supermoon? A supermoon occurs when a full moon happens on the same night that the moon reaches perigee, or the closest point to Earth in its orbit. And why the pink new moon? The pink moon ushers in the energetic theme of rebirth, occurring in all forms of life. And this sentiment of new life and rebirth has a lot to do with the spring season. And of course, we have Easter at this time, and the East Indians have Holi, you know, where they throw color around. So it is also called the sprouting grass moon, the egg moon, and the fish moon. So it kind of makes you get into the idea of what that is all about, is a celebration of the return of the sun and light and the hope of life to come. And we could really use some hope today. That's kind of how I feel. With the coronavirus affecting all of us, it has become impossible not to talk and think about illness and death, maybe even our own mortality. What is this all about? And in his new book, The New Resurrection, My Miraculous Story of Overcoming Illness and Death, Master Ryuho Okawa tells the autobiographical story of his resurrection from physical death. I can't think of a better day for us to be talking about this. His book illustrates that we all harbor an innate ability to will ourselves to heal from within. Okawa would like to share his insights with us today, but he does not speak English. So I am very happy and thrilled to have Keiko Hoshino, one of his spokespersons, here with us today on the show to share his story and insights on how to heal from within. Originally from Osaka, Japan, Keiko was working at a Japanese financial institution in London when she was introduced to happy science in 1991 by a friend, and after she moved back to Japan in 1984. Keiko began working full-time for Happy Science. She became an ordained minister in 2000 and transferred back to the United States in 2006 to minister in New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Hawaii, and Los Angeles. And in August of 2018, Keiko took the role of publishing director for the U.S. branch of Happy Science's publishing arm, IRH Press. Welcome to the show, Keiko. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you on the show. And I was asking you before the show, I'll just tell the listening audience that this morning you are in New Jersey on planet Earth. So yes. You're on the other side of the country. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, I have so many questions. And I really mean it. I can't think of a better day for you to be on the show just for Easter. And we're talking about the new resurrection. Mm-hmm. Can you please share the story of what happened with Master Okawa?
Yes. Well, this actually took place in 2004, May. It was actually he... Without his consciously aware that he was actually deceased, it's kind of crazy story. You know, his heart stopped pumping, his lung was filled with water, and it just so he was diagnosed as medically deceased. However, he was still walking, talking, and somewhat having lunch, it was an astonishing story that he overcame his illness and death, and resurrected from the physical death and restarted his mission to bring happiness to all.
You know, I want to revisit that, because when we say that he was dead, when you say that he was dead,
yes,
he had a cardiac arrest, or he had his lungs or heart filling with fluid or something. Isn't that kind
That's
of what
right.
happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like 90% of the heart and the lung were completely fluid. And basically what I heard is the heart was not pumping the blood.
Yeah, so if the heart is not pumping, obviously we cannot be alive. So I just have to ask this, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, but how was he still being alive when his heart is not pumping?
That was the crazy thing. Happy Science created a movie based on his actual story. It's called The Immortal Hero. But actually, the movie was a little bit more dramatic, because otherwise it would have been a little bit strange to create the movie. But what happened was so astonishing is that he was very calm all the time. And... Mm-hmm. He felt some acute pain here and there, but he didn't think it was serious. And then also, he didn't really like the hospital to start with. So he was very reluctant.
I'm only laughing because no one does, right?
Yeah. You know, he felt if he was admitted to hospital, his symptom might get worse. So he was a little reluctant. However, the pain was a little persistent, but he thought, you know, he could overcome it. And then there is a powerful prayer in Happy Science called the Dharma of the Right Mind. But now it's, that was actually translated from Japanese, but now we have an English version called True Words Spoken by Buddha. So he was listening his recording, and he was also reciting, and he was very calm. But just to be sure, he went to the hospital on the next day when after he had an acute pain in his chest. And there, the doctors were so astonished because by the eyes of doctors, it was a dead man walking. And they said, you know, there's only two choices, the heart transplant and surgery, you know, bypass surgery. That's it. Mm-hmm. But he did not, somehow he felt, Master Okawa felt that that wasn't the time for him to die. Because usually, according to Master Okawa, when it comes to the time of crossing over or dying, our deceased parents or relatives will usually come and greet us. I mean, of course, it's invisible mm-hmm. to physical eyes, but it's usually the case. Everybody, when they are going to pass away, somebody or, you know, some people are coming to collect them, you know, or yes. kind of inform them that it is now time for you to cross over. But that did not happen to Master Okawa. And then he knew it's not his time to die, even though he was still 47 at that time. And then even though the symptom was really severe, but somehow he believed it's not the time for him to die. There got to be something has to be done. And then, so he did not actually rejected the bypass surgery and also the heart transplant. Because there's another thing, that this organ transplant is very popular. However, in Happy Science, unless we truly understand what's going to happen to this transplant, we don't really agree with this idea, because it's every organ is kind of belong to the person's every organ has consciousness, and then that's actually belongs to the person's in the body. And so without having the proper knowledge of the organ transplant, spiritual knowledge behind organ transplant, it's not always how can I say it? Recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so don't mean to be derailed. But anyway, so he realized it's not the time, and he didn't want to take surgery, you know, will have to be operated. So, and then he decided. The problem was the enlarged heart and also lung. So he decided to reduce the size of the heart and dilute the water from the heart and lung. And then that's what happened, miraculously, for the next few days. So the for a few days after, the X-ray showed the fluid was almost gone. So this was a really astonishing story, even in the medical field. And then he was actually featured in one of the medical magazine, you know, with his true identity is you know, disguised.
So, my goodness, I mean, this is truly a miraculous story. And you said a couple of things. One of the things you said was he decided to reduce yes. the size. He decided to reduce the size of his heart. He knew it wasn't his time to die. And by the way, I've been at the bedside of many people when they pass. It's something that I do on occasion, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. It's absolutely true that people will appear. I have the ability to see spirits, and
wow.
I will see angelic beings, or I will see people's parents. Mm-hmm. But I'm just sitting here, kind of got goosebumps, and I went, that is absolutely true. So for him to have the insight, I suppose you might say, the wisdom to know that, wait, it's not my time to go because nobody's here to greet me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then to make this decision, like you said, he either was going to have an organ transplant, or bypass surgery.
Yes.
So he had to have, I don't know how to ask this question, like he accessed some sort of greater wisdom, could I say, or some greater power or something. Yeah.
Well, he knew the mind is the controller of the physical body, and the mind and body are kind of one. And even the involuntary muscles, if we have emit enough strong will to ask them to work harder, or I mean, first of all, appreciate what they are doing, and then ask them nicely to work harder, so that this fluid can be reduced, and the size of the heart will be reduced. And in fact, I heard that 90% of the vessel are blocked. So what happened was there were some kind of sounds crazy, but the extra blood vessel, you know, were branched out in order to go through, in order to help the pumping of the blood. Even though the artery was blocked. So this was just crazy.
I love this event, but this is amazing to me. The idea that, you know, first of all, like you said, appreciate, understanding, in this case, the organs or the body, appreciate the work it's doing, and then ask it to work harder, in a loving way. Could you just work harder?
Yes, loving way.
Instead of saying, how come you haven't taken the garbage out yet? Could you get that done? You could just say, like, gosh, what do you think? You know, I think we could get this taken care of. And the body responded.
That's the amazing thing. And then another thing is that it's in this book. He actually asked the guiding spirit, like Jesus and Edgar Casey, the spirit of Edgar Casey and Jesus Christ came. And then they said, despite doctor's announcement, they said, well, he will most likely be discharged by hospital within a week or so. So he believed in these high spirits' words rather than medical, practical advice.
I've watched the movie, by the way, the movie Immortal Hero, everybody, is a wonderful movie. And I understand it's received, I don't know, 36, 37 awards in 8 countries. Like it's, and you can watch it online. All of you people sheltering at home.
a way to rejuvenate yourself, because I think this movie has a power to, by watching this movie, somehow the healing power can be pouring into our souls. And I know that there's so many people watch this movie and they went through a quick recovery of their illness. And also, I know one particular lady, she watched the movie like 7 times. And when she had a hip replacement, just before the outbreak of this coronavirus, she was discharged by the hospital so quickly. And then the doctor said, oh, you know, you don't have to come back for another year.
Wow.
And she was 75.
Well, I've watched the movie twice now, and I have to tell you, I really, really like it. There is something coming through it. I just realize that when we're working with something spiritual or divine, that there's things that can happen that don't necessarily make sense, but they're there. And so watching the movie helps you tap into, I think, Okawa's energy and his experience, although they use a different name in the movie, right? They don't use his name in the movie. Yes. But it is his story. And
that's right.
In the movie also, it shows how his wife was just like, the doctors are saying you're going to die, and he was like, no, I'm not going to listen to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to pay attention to that because I have my own knowing of it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, his ex-wife was very much, how can I say, she had a face in medicine, maybe because she's from a medical background family. I mean, a lot of us are like that. So another message from this book and also the movie takeaway is free ourselves from the belief of conventional medical science. Yeah, because it's not, we're not denying medical science or anything. It's just work has to be dual, not just one-sided, you know, two ways. Yeah, internal and also external.
Well, and I'm also being with the personal application of that idea, right? Mm-hmm. Each person, each soul is their own unique self. So, you know, if Master Okawa has this experience where he's like, it's not my time to die, someone mm-hmm. else might have the experience that it is their time to die, which is a difficult thing for all of us to take a look at. Mm-hmm. But there is a guiding hand in all of this.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little break. This is Loretta Brown, and my guest today is Keiko Hoshina, and she is a spokesperson for Master Okawa. We're talking about the book, The New Resurrection, My Miraculous Story of Overcoming Illness and Death. We're also talking about the movie, Immortal Hero, and this is so pertinent to our time, so don't go away. We'll be right back and we'll talk more about it and also the coronavirus.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call. Energy is powerful. It's all around us, mysterious, full of potential. Directing positive healing energy to raise your vibrational rate through Reiki can change your life. Reiki Master Loretta Brown has relieved stress, sadness, anger, and even helped clients lose weight, stop smoking, and end sleep disorders. Worldwide, people have sought out Reiki Oasis. If you want help with your dis-ease, visit ReikiOasis.com. Harness life's energy. Visit ReikiOasis.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Place with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Kids are full of energy, but keeping them active in their teen years can be a challenge. Aim for an hour of physical activity every day. If they like sports, that's a great place to start. Keep the focus on fun, not winning, and encourage your child to do a variety of activities. If your child isn't meeting that 60-minute goal, gradually increase their activity in ways they enjoy. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Do you make a positive difference in the world? Do you have a talent, philosophy, base of knowledge, product or service that you know could help a lot of people if only you could reach them? Join Alternative Talk 1150's family of broadcasters and start walking down a fruitful path. As host of your very own program, dial 425-653-1150 and find out just how affordable it can be to have a show on 1150 AM. That's 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
Welcome back to the original Loretta Brown Show. And I'm Loretta Brown. I know there's other Loretta Browns out there. I always send all Loretta Browns my love. And that's just, I'm just having fun with it. I don't run into that many Lorettas. It's kind of an old-fashioned name. And I'm actually grateful for my name. I like it. So anyway, my guest today is Keiko Hoshina. She is the publishing director for IRH Press, and that is the U.S. branch of Happy Science, and she's a spokesperson for Master Okawa, and we're talking about his book, The New Resurrection, as well as the movie made on his, this is his autobiography, and the movie is called Immortal Hero. You should really just check it out right now. You can actually find it all over the place. I found it on Amazon Prime, but I'm sure that it's in all kinds of other places. It's a great story about his life. But we're talking, Keiko, before the break, we're talking about his being a a walking dead man, basically. You know, he's basically dead. And then he has this experience where he realizes it's not his time to go. And he calls upon the power, I suppose, of himself or of divine. He was being assisted. This great power that lies within. Can you talk a little bit more about what that great power is?
Yes, it's, well, first of all, I don't think this will happen to everybody. However, that we need to realize that all of us have divine nature or Buddha nature within us. And that part, a very precious part, is connected to Creator, God, Buddha, or Creator. And we all innately carry this power, creative power within. And sometimes, if this creative power is used in a favorable, positive way, we can overcome our illness, because most illness are caused by anxiety or kind of wrong mindset. However, this, we have to be careful about this creative power. It's because if we generate negativity such as fear, anger, resentment, and then we are kind of we make ourselves vulnerable to be in tune with the negativities. You know, in other words, we invite negativities within us. So we just need to be careful to guard our thoughts, monitor what's been occupying our mind, and try to stay calm and be appreciative, and always generate the opposite of negativities. Such as if we were consumed by fear, then generate the belief and appreciation, the opposite mindset, which is a very, very important thing. And then essentially we need to understand we are the commander, and we are meaning our mind or the heart or the soul, so whatever you call it. We have the control over any kind of emotion. Emotion do not control, and we shouldn't let emotion control us, but we should be in charge of controlling emotion and the mindset. Just like Master Okawa did, that he realized it's not his time to die, and he has this remaining a lot of things that he needs to provide for the happiness of all. He decided to reduce the size of heart and pump up the water from his lung, and then subsequently he recovered a man's hotel. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also, because during the break, you and I talked just a moment about, you know, the coronavirus and how there's mm-hmm. so much fear and panic around it. Yes. And you made a comment that the fear is really the problem.
That's yeah. right. Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, you know, because nowadays people are kind of glued to TV because it's mm-hmm. everybody's at home. And then I think that the image of the coronavirus, that's a really daunting image. It's almost like, how can I say, it's almost like a subconsciously auto-suggesting that virus thing in our minds.
Yes.
We have to be careful.
Yes.
So I wish the media will eradicate that kind of image, but that's what they are selling. But unfortunately, if we, you know, consume ourselves too much into that kind of a negative image, this is going to have a really negative effect in our body eventually, mm-hmm. because that will sit in our subconscious mind. So we need to switch maybe that horrible image of a coronavirus into a smiley face or something.
I love that idea. Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't have that pokey thing. I've got a happy yeah. face all over my body. I love
yeah,
this.
That's, this is a yeah, the yellow yeah. smiley face all over our body. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, because there's these basic ideas that, you know, what you think about all the time,
yes.
you will become, or you will experience, or you'll draw it to yourself.
That's right. Yeah, because our mind is like a magnet. So
yes.
we attract the things that we, you know, we think. So I know the natural thing is to panic and fear, but we have to understand our immune system is much more stronger than virus.
Yes.
There are billions of virus, you know, existed from the beginning, you know, the time of beginning of the earth, and there's always a virus. But somehow some people get it and some don't. And there is no scientific evidence that provides why we don't get, why some people don't get sick. I think it's all related to immune system. And this, the most important thing for the immune system is to eradicate fear and generate gratitude and belief in divine, belief in God. That's the most important vaccination for this virus, I think.
I actually agree with you. In the energy work that I do, you know, we study the five element system. You know, I do Japanese traditional Reiki energy work. And in that system, when the virus first came through, I sat with the energy of it and it felt like metal to me. And
amazing. You're not the first person said that. Some people said it smells like metal.
It's metallic. I could taste the metal. And I sat with that and then I saw all this light, you know, because I have these visions. And it was the antidote or the thing that can help is the fire element, which is laughter, happiness, sunshine, starlight, light, becoming lighter. Right. So I look at that like, yes, everything you're saying is so spot on, Keiko. It's just right on. And we also know this amazing connection between the mind, body, and our health. So, you know, if I'm thinking things that are scary or I'm over-focusing on that or I'm like, I'm even thinking about everybody at home because everybody's kind of getting on each other's nerves. Some people are falling more madly in love with each other. I like that. But some people are like, oh, my goodness, what was I doing hooking up with you, right? but if we can just kind of exhale and get back into that and, like you said, go to the opposite mindset.
Yes.
Then that will go a long way to, I think it just makes life better all around. So having said that, I want to ask you about happy science.
Yes.
And the happy faces all over the body was like, do you do that in happy science or are you just saying that today? Because I think it's lovely.
It just came up in my mind because I really wanted to eradicate that, you know, horrible kind of a reddish virus image. You know, it looked really horrible. So, imagine that everyone, you know, every time people turn on TV and then everyone just imagine those horrible virus into yellow smiley faces. And I think people's heart will get lighter. And then I really appreciate your comment about the fire effect. That's really important, I think.
Yeah, now I do too.
Maybe I'll eat more spicy food.
Well, the other thing I want to say, and this is just throwing my two bits out there, is that the metal element affects the lungs and the large intestine, and it's about weeping and grieving and sadness and all of that sort of thing. And like I say, the fire element is about joy and laughter. And, you know, my angelic beings even say things like a bliss or delight. Like, did we forget to be delighted that we're alive?
Right. Yes. Yeah. I think now is the time to appreciate the small things. Which we overlooked in a normal time because we were so easy to take everything granted and everything became such an instant gratification thanks to Siri and Alexa. We became so lazy, you know. I mean, so I think
apparently you can even order groceries and they miraculously show up today or 10 days from now, depending on delivery.
So That's right. So I guess now is the time to appreciate small things, you know, appreciate the family, appreciate the fact that we're still alive and breathing, the sun, the wind, the moon that you were talking about. It's just appreciate the nature. And I think the appreciation is the most important thing, and to change our mindset. That actually comes to the first principles of happiness in Happy Science. Is starting from love. But this love is not just taking love, but the giving love. But the giving love starts from how much we, you know, to awareness and recognition of how much we are given. And therefore, we want to give it back. So love, giving love as a first principles of happiness is very, very important. And we can give love to anybody, anyone, any time, regardless of situation. In this situation, giving some encouragement, giving some kind words, you know, just texting friends, you know, how they are, you know, always praying for you or something like that. This really circulates well, you know, the giving love, passed it forward to everybody around the globe. I think it's really important. And then the second principle is wisdom. And this wisdom is actually based on the spiritual wisdom, because in Happy Science, we believe our soul is immortal and eternal, and we repeat reincarnation in order to grow our souls and make this world a better place with our fellow soulmates and soul groups as a community, country, and world, and etc. So having the spiritual wisdom is very, very important when making decisions, when defining what is good and evil from the eyes of God. So this is the second principle. And the third principle is called self-reflection. It is more like cleansing our soul, or taking inventory of our mindset, what's in our mindset. And then if we have been holding on to grudge or negativities too long, we just need to remove it, because we have to realize that's not the way that a child of God, child of God meaning all of us, a child of God way of thinking. We should always change the course of thinking, because the ego is essentially the how can I say, the problem in lives. So we always have to question ourselves, is this coming from my ego, or is this coming from my true self? Because true self is always loving and forgiving, but the ego is very self-centered and selfish.
Loving and forgiving. Those could be keys to help us understand what part of us is at work, huh? Do you think, Keiko?
Yes. Exactly, yeah. But, you know, because we're human beings, we always make mistakes. But the God has granted us the power to remove our sins. But we're not originally sinners, you know. We our freedom of will creates sins. It's not the kind of innately sin nature. We are innately good natures, so we need to make right choices. So that's the self-reflection, the third principle. The last and the fourth principle is called progress. So progress is like, yes, number one, we need to progress our soul by practicing love, wisdom, self-reflection. Our soul naturally progress, but we also progress also meaning we have a mission, kind of a universal mission to create a better world. We call it utopia. I know it sounds like a nowhere land, but the utopian land, which actually exists in angelic realm, in the real world, which is the spirit world where angels reside. So we want to create angelic realm on this physical world by changing individual mindset, because unless individual understands what's wrong and what's good, we cannot change it from outside. It has to come from within, our own individual efforts. But eventually, the more people become aware about the mindset and the true happiness and the true love, we can change this world a better place. So that's the, in a nutshell, of the four principles of happiness that Happy Science is trying to spread.
I so love what you just said. These four fundamental teachings, I think you said love, wisdom, self-reflection, and progress. I didn't hear anything that you said that I couldn't just agree with. I mean, it's like this sort of transcends all doctrines or all anything.
That's right.
If I could put it that way, there's a, like, how can I disagree with anything that you said? I can't, you know?
Yes.
So if, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say that, so regardless of your religious background, this, you know, practicing four principles are very, really important in our daily life to improve not only our lives, but to improve other people's lives.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, because I'm in on a lot of conversations about the future, people are concerned about the future, and I keep saying to people, but we need to begin by changing from our heart out, which is similar to what you're saying. But
even
the Dalai Lama talks about practicing the art of happiness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that begins inside you. When you were drawn to Happy Science years ago, what was it about you that drew you? Was it what you just said, these fundamental teachings?
Yes, and also I came across the book called The Lords of the Sun, which is one of the very first books that Master Okawa published. I mean, actually, it was a book that he wrote by automatic writing, 60-some hours. So that book, The Lords of the Sun, that really
you say, I'm sorry, he wrote it in 60-some hours. So he basically just, like you said, automatic. Yeah, he just channeled it. He just, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So it's called The Lords of the Sun. Sun symbolizes God. So it's a Lords of the Sun. And the subtitle is called One Source, One Planet, One People. But basically, this book answered so many unanswered questions in my life. You know, where do we come from? Where do we go? Why there are so many different types of religion? Why people fight? Was there a civilization before this current civilization? And what is the ideal way of human beings to live? And so that really opened my eyes. I guess there's always a timing, place, and event in everybody. So it may not work for anybody else. However, a lot of people were actually drawn to this book, The Lords of the Sun, and then became involved in Happy Science, like myself. So this was like a gateway, the gateway to Happy Science book.
Is Happy Science considered a religion? Is it an organization? How would you
it is
define
actually,
it?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is a religion, because it's how do you say, NPO, legally religious organization. However, it's more like it's beyond religion. It is like I usually explain as a global utopian movement, because it's not only religion, but it also trying to change the frame of education, entertainment. Yeah, because we produce movies. To try to produce good movies, not like a daunting horror movie, but it's a good movie that will give a really lasting good impression and give hopes to people. Yes, politics and economics and so on. So it is a movement to change the existing man-made values back to rendering back to God's hand. And we believe by doing this, we can create a better civilization, better future. And we are actually aiming to create a golden age. Golden age meaning no more fear, no more communism, or no more oppressing human rights, no more war, no more hunger. But at the moment, we're witnessing the opposite of the golden age. But this is because the Pandora's box is now opened. And the horrific things is coming out now. But at the end, only the hope will remain. Only the hope, you know. Yes. So we need to believe that this is a bitterful, painful, transitional period we're experiencing. But we should not, you know, we should never lose hope for the future. And we should believe that all of us have the creative power within us. And we can, together with our fellow human beings, create a better lasting future. So that's a really important message.
That's a powerful message. And so important, especially right now we're doing this interview during the coronavirus, and we do need help. We need hope, and we definitely need to figure out how to be happy and help create that. I keep telling people, remember, we're all in this together. It's not like there's just one, like the virus doesn't care who people are. So it is making us in our own right go, we are all in this together. And if we're going to, as you say, step into a golden age, we all have to be part of that. What is the importance of living from the motto, today is my whole life? And we have like 2 minutes left. Okay. Today is my whole life.
So basically the spirit of one day, one life, because we can't change the fact of the you know, yesterday, and then future is unknown. But what we can do our best is to make today the best day of our lives, and make this day as a you know, one life. So because life is a continuation of every day, and by making today the best day of your life, your future will become much better future.
I love it. Yeah. Keiko Hoshino, where do people go to find out more about Master Okawa and Happy Science?
Yes. So for books, please visit okawabooks.com. That's okawabooks.com. And for Immortal Hero is immortal-hero.com. That's for the movie video on demand links. And for Happy Science, North America is Happy Science, one word, -na.org. Happy Science, -na.org. NA stands for North America. That sounds kind of strange, but we include Canada. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation with you today, Keiko. This is Loretta Brown. Likewise. Yeah. So everybody just get The New Resurrection by Ryuho. How do you say his name? Okawa?
Yeah, pronounce it so well. Yes.
Thank you. And be sure to watch Immortal Hero. You will really, really love it. So stay safe, stay happy. And I am sending happy little smiley faces all over my body constantly. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful. Such an uplifting show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.